You guys know the movie Groundhog's Day, right? Where it feels like the same day over and over and over again. Well, that's probably what it feels like when you're flipping through profiles when you're online dating, right? Like you've seen the same profile again and again and again and again. She's not just one of those profiles. You're also probably one of those profiles. And no one loves to live the same day over and over and over again because it's boring. So make your profile interesting, enticing, alluring, clever, something that she's never seen before. And I promise you, the amount of times you get swiped on left will go down drastically. So if you want more matches, stop wasting time, stop living in Groundhog's Day, and having the same experience on a dating app day in and day out. So go to kristenandchill.com if you want help with your banter. Of course, I'm there for that, but I'm also here to make you look your best, sound your best, and appear your best so you can start getting those matches and getting on to dates.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask a Women podcast, we have Dating by Blaine on the show, and she is going to break down how to approach a woman in any setting, but more specifically, she's going to tell you the best settings to actually approach women in, and they're not the spots that you think. She's also going to tell you what to do after you approach, how to keep the conversation going, how to make sure that you qualify women, and how to then text a woman as follow-up before you go on the date. So it's a very good episode. Keep listening.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source, women. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, well, one of your hosts, along with Marnie Kinneris. And today we have an excellent guest on. She's huge on TikTok, huge on Instagram, gives amazing advice. Dating by Blaine. Dating by Blaine. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So Dating by Blaine is the next generation of women like Kristen and I. And so I'm so excited to have her on the show because I like to hear what the young people are talking about when it comes to dating and attraction. And I've watched a whole bunch of Blaine's videos and they're rock solid. They're like good content. We were just talking before we started recording about, you know, people being on Instagram versus YouTube, and YouTube is long format and Instagram is short format. And I have to applaud you for being able to give out really good, concise advice in a short amount of time that guys can actually use. Because I've watched so many other girls who just like chat about what they like or they don't like, but they don't give actionable items. So I really think you're doing a wonderful job on Instagram, and everybody who's listening should go watch as well. So I'd love to hear about like how you got into this space of helping men attract women, obviously the same as what Kristen and I do as well. But I'd love to hear your story and why should guys listen to you? Why do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's funny. People often ask me like, why are you helping men instead of women? And it's like, well, by helping men, I actually feel like I'm helping women have yeah. more viable options. But I got into it during actually the pandemic. I worked in the travel industry before, but I always had loved giving dating advice, like talking to my guy friends about what was going on in their dating lives. And I started to notice, like, I would have these really great guy friends who I knew would make excellent partners. And then they'd be complaining, oh, I'm not getting matches. Like, nothing's like working. And I'd look at their dating app profile and I'd be like, well, I can see what the problem is. This is not an accurate representation of even what you look like, let alone all of the great things you bring to the table. Like, let me fix this. So I'd fix it up for them and bada bing, bada boom, they start getting results. Put me in touch with their friends. I help their friends, their colleagues, their network. So I was doing, I didn't even call it coaching, but coaching, advising on the side already. And so when my travel business essentially went to zero due to the pandemic, I thought, okay, is there a way I can turn this into an actual business? So I took all the advice I had been giving over and over and over and put it together into a course. And then started offering that course, which has developed a lot in the past 4 years. But that's my masterclass. Now I have a variety of other products, but that's still my longest and most popular product.
I love it. Well, now I'm curious. I want to hear what you were saying to these guys. Because like, what were you seeing that they were doing that wasn't in line with who they are? Because I see the same thing. Kristen sees the same thing. Can you, I know we're talking on a podcast, so it's just voices. But can you just remembering that there's amazing guys who are listening to this podcast who have profiles as well. Maybe they can spot a few things that they're doing incorrectly.
The lowest hanging fruit is the photos. So I'd consistently just see bad photos. That means not high quality. It wasn't clear what they looked like. If it's not immediately clear what you look like in the first two photos, she's not going to swipe right on you. And or their photos just weren't giving an idea of their personality. So they had like headshots or photos of them like in a bar, but it didn't show photos of them on their trip to Thailand or playing beach volleyball or hanging with their nieces and nephews. It wasn't giving a holistic and well-rounded perspective of who they were and what it would be like to spend time with them.
Okay, I love that. So when it comes to the actual profile that guys have, does the written content actually matter? Because I know you're saying like a lot of it is the pictures.
Yeah.
For women, does it matter? Like, did you make changes to their written stuff as well?
For sure. And it's different for men and women. For men, you, in my opinion, from what I've seen, you have to have an exceptional profile, great photos, great bio. Everything needs to be like I's dotted, T's crossed to get matches. And then for a woman, you basically need to have a photo of a tree and you'll still get some matches.
100%. So,
in order to stand out from all of the other profiles she is looking at, you need to have a compelling bio. Same thing that I just mentioned, highlights who you are, how you spend your time. Ideally, you say something that can make her smile and is going to make her more intrigued, want to know more about you. Can you ask a funny question? Can you give her two truths and a lie? That's always like a fun one that people like to interact with. You need to pique her interest a little bit.
Okay, I like that. What about, okay, so I know I'm catching you like, not off the cuff, but like, I'm just putting you on the spot right now. Could you kind of give an example of a good profile? Like, because I know I'm asking the question from the point of view of, I know that I see so many profiles from guys who like write to the masses, right? They're trying to appeal to everybody. So they give all this information about themselves that's kind of generic. Like, how would you advise somebody to take something generic and make it unique to being about them?
So the biggest mistake in that vein that I see people make is being very broad and lacking specificity. So if you say like, I love to travel, that's like my pet peeve on a dating app because everyone either loves to travel or pretends like they like to travel. Like, right. Everyone says that in their profile. So rather than saying like, I love to travel, say, you know, on a mission to visit all 7 continents before the age of 30, or I take a yearly trip to a new wine country to explore dessert wines. Like, you want to be as specific as possible. And that's just one, travel's just one example. With whatever, if it's reading, what type of books? Food, what do you like to cook? Drinks, what type of drinks? What's your favorite cocktail to make at home? That sort of thing that's going to make you stand out and just show more of your personality.
I love that because you're saying exactly what you just said, more specificity about, because what you're really doing is you're getting to the root of who you are, right? Jessica Lastimosa, who's somebody who's little younger than me, her advice was always to say something that only you could say, which is really getting more specific. So she's like, if you like reading, you know, the New York Times, it's Sunday New York Times, and do the crossword puzzle in your underwear, like put that down, like say something that only you could say that you couldn't replicate for somebody else and be a true statement.
Yeah.
So
I
think
love that.
That's great advice. What are your other programs that you do have? Because you said that online profiles were your bread and butter at first. What other areas have you gotten into that you would say are your specialties?
Yeah. So my main and most popular program is my masterclass, which is everything you need to know about dating. So basically sequential order based around my 5 E's of dating. So empathize, embody, embrace, engage, and execute. So that covers what women are looking for, how you're going to show them you've got it, all the way through to physicality and executing on dates. That's my most well-rounded program. Then I also have an online dating OS that just focuses on online dating. I have Approach Academy, which has quickly become one of my most popular programs, all about approaching women in person, which people are really struggling with today, I feel like. And I have Texting OS that is all just about texting anywhere from right when you meet a woman, initial match or meeting, all the way through to, you know, sexting when the time is appropriate and forming a relationship.
I love it. Okay, well, let's get to approaching. Are you open to talking?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a broad question. Like, how do you approach a woman? What is the best way to approach a woman? So let's say you're walking down the street and you see an attractive woman and you're like, I do not want to miss this opportunity.
Yeah.
How does a guy let's say he's 45. How does a guy just go up to this woman who's beautiful? She's enjoying her day. And yes, and you take it from there. What do they do next?
Well, so in that situation, you know, I think a lot of guys freeze because it's like, oh, I need to have the perfect, witty, funny opener. And this is not like a dating app profile where you need to say the most unique thing. In fact, it's better to just be authentic. So if you see a woman walking down the street, you can literally just walk up to her and say like, hey, my name is Blaine and I couldn't help but notice you. I like XYZ, ideally something specific about her. Even better if something she chose for herself, like you have great style or like you have really rad sneakers and I wanted to say hello. That keeps it really simple. But what I would say is even backing up from there is not all places are created equal when it comes to approaching. And approaching somebody totally random on the street or even like in a bar or club is actually really hard because you don't have any built-in conversation starters or things in common. So I really encourage guys, like especially if you're starting from square one and you've never approached a woman before, that's like the hard zone. Let's go to easy mode first and start talking to women in environments that you feel confident and you already spend time and there's a mutual interest.
Mm-hmm. Like the gym or like a class that you go to or school.
Pottery, pickleball, a school class, any place where you're spending time. I call them investment areas, but it could be, it's a hobby essentially, something mm-hmm. you like to do where you feel good about yourself, where you're knowledgeable about what's going on. Those are great places to approach and talk to women. You have something to build in to talk about. There is some oftentimes amount of trust that's already been established. You're pre-qualified. You're in this place. You're maybe in this community together. And then you have something to go off of. How long have you been coming here? Have you gone to this instructor before? How many years have you been practicing yoga? Whatever it is. And it makes it way easier.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree with you. So I'm going to build on the question that I was asking before. So let's say you do talk to somebody at pickleball, right? And you have your built-in trust. You have things that you can talk about. Mm-hmm. How do guys avoid just talking about pickleball? Like how do they actually transition away from pickleball into connecting with the woman or building a relationship with the woman or building attraction with mm-hmm. that woman, like to advance mm-hmm. to that next level?
Yeah, because you're spot on. You can't just talk about pickleball or yoga or pottery if you're trying to segue this into a date. So a natural next question, it depends on the flow of conversation, but like you have a couple questions, you have a few lines of conversation about the initial topic. That usually is how a conversation goes. And then you ask a follow-up question that directs things away from that topic and onto something that can segue potentially into a date or just better qualifying her. So understanding if she's single, if you have things in common, if she's showing interest back. So really, depending on the day of the week, one I like is, do you have anything exciting planned this weekend? Or have you done anything fun this weekend or this past week? I like using exciting or fun because that gets her talking about something ideally that she likes to talk about, that she's either looking forward to or that already happened and makes her happy. You know, if you're like, oh, so how was work today? Or what do you do for work? That's not really what she wants to be talking about with a potential romantic partner. That might be okay for creating an intellectual connection, but that's not how you're going to create an emotional or romantic connection with somebody.
I totally agree. And how do you segue into asking her for her phone number or asking her on a date? And like, do you actually advise to ask after one interaction to ask on a date?
Yeah, this is where it takes a little bit of judgment. So you have to pay attention and it depends on where you're at. So in an environment like the gym or a class where you know you are going to, or you there's a high likelihood that you are going to see this woman again, I actually don't recommend asking for her phone number or for the date on that first interaction. For example, I met my husband at the gym, but he didn't ask me out the first time we chatted. He introduced himself, so then we knew each other. And then when we would see each other there moving forward, we would naturally, since we'd already met, say hi to each other, talk a little more. Over multiple interactions, he assessed, okay, I think she's single. Okay, we actually have things in common. We've connected over things. We have a good time when we talk to one another. And arguably, most importantly, she's showing some interest back. She doesn't run away when I walk up to her. She says hi to me too. And so those are the things you want to look for as a guy in a place where you're going to be returning. Are those things all true? Then if they're true after multiple times meeting her, it becomes much more natural to say, oh, well, you know, we talked about tacos or we had this thing. Like, I would love to take you out sometime or take you to do this. Because then you reduce the risk of an awkward interaction of her being like, oh, like, I have, you know, not that it's awkward that she has a boyfriend and she doesn't want to go out with you. Rejection is just part of dating. But ideally, you want to mitigate that as much as possible. You don't just want to be asking out every Sally left, right, and center without qualifying first.
Well, tell me a little bit more about, actually, I'm going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back. And I want to hear more about qualifying somebody, because that's a really important piece that a lot of people forget about. So let's take a quick break. Let's hear from our sponsors, and then we will come back with Dating by Blaine.
You know what? Americans are really, I mean, Americans are made fun of for a lot of things. One of the things that comes up all the time is that Americans can only speak English, and it's pretty true. So let's change the world's perception of us and learn new languages. If you want to learn a new language and break the stereotype, Babbel is the way to do it. Did you know that studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better? One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. That's crazy. So learn a new language, impress the world, but impress a girl, or two, or three, or many. Babbel has helped me brush up on my Spanish so much. I remember a little bit from high school. I wasn't terrible. But with Babbel, I'm remembering how to order food, ask for directions, speak to vendors, merchants, and I don't have to spend lots of money to do it. So here's a special offer for a limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but it's only for our listeners at babbel.com/askwomen. Get 55% off at babbel.com/askwomen. Spelled BABBEL.com/askwomen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it. All right, we are back with Dating by Blaine, and you can check her out on Instagram. What other places are you on? TikTok, right?
Yeah, I am on TikTok. I'm on YouTube, datingbyblaine.com, but Instagram is where I'm the most active and talking to the most people and doing the most stuff.
Okay, wonderful. Well, go check her out on Instagram. But let's talk more about qualifying women. And I love this because it puts men in the driver's seat, right? It puts them in control and it gives them a little bit more power for themselves and self-respect. So tell me what qualifying means and how you do that with women.
Yeah. So even backing up one step, it's so important to qualify, because that way you're basically deciding whether or not you want to ask for this woman's number. If you approach a woman of the mindset, I need to get her phone number, or I need to get a date, or I want something from her, that is going to come across as inauthentic and it is going to be a turnoff. But if you approach her as, I want to get to know this human, and then if I qualify her and we check off X, Y, and Z boxes, which I'll talk about next, if those things are true, then I'll ask for her phone number. You're going to have a lot better results and you're going to get rejected less. So when I say qualify, there are a variety of ways, but I really want you to keep in mind three things. One, do you have things in common with her? So it's great that she looks good in yoga pants, but do you have things to talk about? Do you have shared interests? Do you have shared values? That's something to check off by just chatting to her. What'd you do this weekend? What'd you do last week? What are you doing for the holidays? Like, how often do you come here? What else do you do for fun? All of those basics. The second thing is, does she appear to be single? A really easy way to understand if she's married is, does she wear a ring on her ring finger? You can always scope for that. It's not always an accurate depiction, but one thing to look for. Also, if you're asking her about her weekend or her holidays, as you're getting to know if you have things in common, these are all opportunities where she might say, my boyfriend and I, or I'm going home to my husband. You're essentially giving her opportunities to mention that. And then third, does she show interest back in you? So, okay, great, you have things in common. Great, she's single. But if she's not showing interest in you, then hit the escape key and keep it moving. But if she is, if she's smiling, if her body language is open, if she's asking you questions in return, if she's proactively saying hi to you, if this is someplace you see her often, okay. So if you can confidently, you don't have to have, you know, certainty across these three things, but you want to gauge all three and at least have yellow lights or feel some idea that they're all true, then you proceed to ask for the phone number or ask for the date. But a lot of guys rush those steps. And yeah. Another problem is when you rush those steps, maybe she gives you her phone number, but if you haven't created a connection and you haven't given her a reason to want to go out with you, then she may not text you back or might not right. actually go on the date. Getting the phone number is like, it's great, but it's really just the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so is this true? So a lot of the things that you're talking about right now, and I love those answers, by the way, they were extremely thorough and gave guys a clear picture of what to look for so that they can go out and actually like use those three things. But what if a guy is not interested in a long-term relationship? What if he's not even interested in dating and he kind of just wants to sleep with a woman? Mm-hmm. Do these same rules apply? And is there a way to hold this off faster so that it's not like seeing her five times at the gym? It's just like, oh no, I'm attracted to her and hopefully she's attracted. Like, is there a way on the flip side, if they do want to just sleep with this woman and there's mutual attraction back, is it different?
Yeah. So I think it depends on the environment. So certain environments are going to cater more to that than others. Not to say that you could meet a woman at the gym and maybe she's like also DTF and like that works out really well, but I think that's more rare than, okay, you're meeting someone at a bar or even at, you know, like at a party or someplace where...
Well, that's what the mood is all about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inhibitions exactly. are down. Yep.
Yeah. Where that like just makes more sense. The grocery store, you know, same thing. Like it's not the mood. So it's going to be much harder to pick up a woman. Like even at a party or at a bar, like you still do have to usually build a certain amount of trust and intrigue. So you can do that quicker if she's not trying to suss you out as a long-term partner either, but you still have to create connection. You have to create chemistry. You have to create trust so that you don't, you know, come off like a serial killer and she feels right. safe with you. But those things can happen faster if she's also open to a short-term relationship.
Okay. I love that. And I love what you said about qualifying, because again, it puts the hat back on the guys, because so many guys go out there and they're like, okay, how do I make her like me? How do I make her attracted? It reminds you to think like, okay, does she share the same values as me? Do I yeah. like what she does on the weekends? Could I see something interesting between
yeah.
her? Can we do connect on several things?
Do you want her phone number?
Exactly. And that's where it has to come from. It's by the end, it's saying, do I want her phone number? And then most likely at that point when you've decided, it's because you formed a strong enough connection and then she's more likely to give you her phone number back.
Yeah. Yeah. Not yeah. because of her butt and yoga pants.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So now I want to go to texting. So afterwards, so you've asked this woman out and then you move everything to texting. You get her phone number. Maybe you've even discussed somewhere that you want to go. Like, what do you do next? How do you keep that alive? And how do you avoid ruining it over text? Because that happens yeah. a lot too, right?
Well, yeah. My number one thing is you're more likely to text yourself out of a date than into a date. So once you have it set up, texting is for logistics early on. So if you've got the date, great. Let's do everything to not screw it up. So you set the time, depending on how far out the date is, you say something like, I'm really looking forward to getting together on Friday. I'll text you day of to reconfirm, or I'll text you day of to check in. And then don't text her again. Set the expectation so she's not wondering, why isn't he texting me during the week? And then actually text her, you know, the morning of or the night before, just to make sure everything's arranged. And then you'll see her there. You get to know her in person.
I love that. Okay. So tell me more about like ruining it. So why? From a female perspective, why does it ruin it if Let's say you are talking on Monday and then the date is on Friday. How does it ruin it if you check in every single day? If you start to try to have a conversation, like from a female perspective, what does that do?
There are a few ways that this can torpedo the date. First is you might unintentionally say something that turns her off. There's so much lost in texting, so much nuance lost. You lose tone, you lose cadence, you lose body language and expression. So you could say something that's joking, and she takes it as like, oh God, this guy's like a weirdo, or we aren't aligned on this, and she loses interest there. So that's one very easy and something I see that happens all the time. The second way is you become over-invested. So maybe she's texting you too, and she seems super into it. And then so you're both like texting, like you're super excited for this date. Then you show up to the date and you don't have that instant chemistry that you were both expecting because you've talked all day, every day for 5 days. And so then she's more likely to say like, oh God, like he isn't who I thought he was. Like I'm out of here. As opposed to like, that's fake. You're not actually getting to know somebody via text. It doesn't create chemistry. So you're better off having those conversations in person where you can simultaneously build the connection, build the chemistry, and have things to talk about on the date.
I love it. All right. That's all my questions that I have for you. But I don't want to give too many things. But guys who are listening, I am going to try to convince Blaine to come and do a masterclass with us so that we can
dive
deeper into this topic because I think it's such a good one and so important. So I'll beg you now and then beg you after we get off this podcast to talk more about it. But Blaine, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this amazing knowledge with us. Again, tell people how to get in contact with you and two of the programs that they should be checking out from you.
Yeah, so you can find me on social media at Dating by Blaine on all platforms or datingbyblaine.com. I have a ton of free guides there to help you out. And the number one program I would say to check out is Approach Academy because single women want to be approached by awesome single guys. I want to shout it from the rooftops. Women want to hear from you. So, you know, if you're unsure about how to approach, check that out. And then if you want a more holistic approach to all parts dating, check out my masterclass.
Wonderful. All right. Awesome. Kristen, you have yammered on for this entire podcast. I could not get, she has construction going on in her building, so she's muted herself, but she looks amazing. I'm glad that she's here listening to Blaine and I talk. But if you want to get more information on how to banter with women, both online, on the phone, and in person, then go to kristenandchill.com. And me, you know, who cares where to get my stuff? Okay. You've heard about it enough times. But guys, you are awesome. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please go and subscribe to our channel. Don't waste time downloading because that time that you use for downloading episodes, you could be going out and approaching amazing women. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.